Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
I still like the end part of that the best. I think being a good all-around girl is probably better than all of the rest of it lumped together. But be that as it may, hi, everybody, and welcome to Nightlight in the middle of the day. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a while to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join in with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and hopefully wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names, if you will. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, light workers, light bearers, spiritual empaths, and well, that list goes on and on and on, and it is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution, so sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Chris today, who is my co-host, Jeannie has a ton of people coming, and she's cooking up a storm, and Ray Booker. We welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights and our days as well. We'll be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number's 347-857-2139. Don't wait too long, because Ray's here, and that line, it just fills up fast. Chris, as I said, is in the chat room, so if you have any questions, ask her. I'm sure you'll get interesting and challenging answers. She is the one handling the screening, so if you have any questions at all, please talk to her. If you IM me, I won't answer you only because I won't see it. It's not that I don't care, it's just that I won't be aware that you have done that. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at www.nativestorytellers.com if you want to learn more about that amazing voice and all of the things that he does, and they are many. I'm at BarbaraDeLong.com, and Ray is at, let me shuffle through papers here because I do have his website. He's at healingrays.co.uk. And, oops, out of face, have cat helping me. Before we get involved with the readings, I want to share with you some very special shows that I highly recommend to those seeking spiritual surroundings. And with so many shows on BTR, sometimes it is hard to decide where to share, where you want to share your time. These are shows that I love, that I frequent, often because of the quality of the material and the spiritual energy that they radiate. So if you're looking for good spiritual shows, these are the ones that I recommend. Certainly, you know, it's just that there's so many to go through. Sometimes it's hard to decide where you're going to put your effort, your time, and your energy. And to be honest with you, when you do come to shows, when you, I have a philosophy that has stood me in good stead for a very, very long time. If you go one, if you see a number of shows that you're interested in, and you go once, and that's okay, you're investigating it. If you go back time after time after time, you're endorsing it. And absolutely check all the shows out. Look, you know, anything that pulls your attention, go to and listen to. But do understand that if you go back time and time and time again, you are endorsing it. You are saying, I love this show. I go here. This is where I spend my time. This is where I archive myself. So that on Blog Talk Radio, we can see where people go to see what shows that they are involved in, that they like, that they follow. And those shows that you like, absolutely click that follow button and let the host know that you enjoy it, and let other people know that you enjoy it. That's the purpose of the follow ones. I see a lot of numbers all the time of people that call in over and over again, and I want to thank you all for your endorsement, because when you call into the show many, many times, when you sit in the chat room many, many times, you're endorsing me, you're advertising me, you're saying to people, I value this show, I value the information, and there's quality here because I spend time here. So do realize that you are an important part of our marketing and our advertising. Just by sitting in the show, just by calling in, to call in over and over again is saying, I value the information I'm getting, and that is such a wonderful thing to do for us, because when you call in a lot of times, it means you value what we're saying. And that is so important to us, because the repeat callers are saying, there was something of value there. I learned something. I gathered something from it. So when we see callers calling in all the time, it makes us feel very, very good, because that means we're doing something very, very right. So I do thank you for that. But with all of the shows out there, I do want to let you know the ones that I endorse, that I feel that are worthwhile you're spending time and endorsing them. Because remember, you're the advertisement. So Monday through Thursday on the Wolf and the Bear Network, you'll find the most magical way for starting your day with morning blessings with Bear Medicine Walker, and that's at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also on the Wolf and the Bear Network on Wednesdays and Fridays is Visionaries Times, and that's with Bear Medicine Walker and the Reverend Ann Rose, and that's at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I also do that show very, very frequently, but when I'm not doing it, I'm usually sitting there gathering amazing information, because their guests and their information that they share is so worthwhile and so phenomenally. It's such a high spiritual level that you come away enlightened and inspired. Again on Visionary Times on Visionary Times Network. Oh no, this isn't Visionary Times. I wrote it down and I wrote it wrong. On the Wolf and the Bear Network, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is Ken Quiet Hawk's Hawk's Nest, and that's a trip down memory lane, and it's totally addictive if you love the early radio shows of the past. And last week he put on the War of the Worlds, which was just spectacular. His partner, Deborah New Moon Rising, has her show on the same network, and it's called On My Mind with Mama Moon, and that's at 1 p.m. on Tuesdays as well. And then every night from 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time is Curious Times with Chris. It's a place to unwind, to decompress, and to gather with other light-minded folk and just let your hair down. I guarantee you'll never be bored. There are always surprises on that at that hour of the night. And she never ceases to amaze me with the unique and different and unusual people that she calls in and she gets into her show. It's a fun place to be, and a lot of the radio hosts go there. I do too. I keep reminding myself that it's decompress, not decompose. I seem to slip that in by accident now and then, not meaning to, because I actually don't decompose. But it's a great show, And I do that show every Sunday night. And it's a lot of fun. It's very different. It's unique. And it has, she has a great deal of spiritual integrity, which I love. So those are my favorites. And you know, I know all of you have yours. If you are a show host and you're in the chat room, please feel free to share the link to your show. I know that Ray has a show of his own with Sarah May. And we'll get him to talk about that in just a moment. So my guest today is Ray Booker. He is a medium. He is phenomenal. He has character and personality and charisma. He has talents and gifts that are just phenomenal. Every time I do a show with him, I walk away humming show tunes because he seems to be very connected to that aspect of the realms that are beyond us. He has amazing talent, amazing gifts, and he's always trying out something new here and there. So you never know where you're going with this. When I realized today was Easter Sunday, I thought, oh my goodness, maybe we should cancel. And I thought, nah, we're going to do the show because there's something very special sometimes about a holiday that there are people out there that just don't have any place to go or people to share it with. So it's kind of cool to put a show out there. I know quite often on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, I'll throw a show up because usually it's me and the cats, and there have to be other people out there as well. Maybe not droves, but there have to be other people out there that are looking for someone to spend time with. So I'm glad we're here, and I'm glad that no matter what time of the day or night, you guys are out there sharing it with us. Ray is, as I said, amazing, and I want to bring him on. Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you very much. These words, amazing, and all the rest of it.
Well, you know something,
I'm just like you, just a normal gal.
Well, you know, it's funny because I never write intros for people. I just figure the appropriate words are going to be there when I open my mouth. And happily, it usually, you know, I've never introduced somebody by saying, you're going to be bored to death, but listen anyway because you have nothing else to do. But tell us about how your show is doing. You have a show on Blog Talk Radio with Sarah May, and it's a delightful show. So want to tell us a little bit about how it's doing and what you guys are doing?
Well, we're just doing our normal stuff, really. I mean, obviously, there's a bit of promotion going on, but we needed to get out there. I was doing a local radio show for a local radio, and it was really local, even though I had all my followers and friends on Facebook for listening in and what have you, and I just wasn't allowed to do mediumship. And obviously, the opportunity to work with you and others was there, but I thought, mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've known Sarah for 5 years now, something like that, and I think it's about time we did proper radio show together and keep it going, something, a little avenue we call our own, because we both got interests elsewhere. Sarah's got the Soul Cafe, which she's healthily promoting at the moment, and good on her. It's something she wanted to do and something she needed to do, and that's my phone buzzing. Someone's probably ringing me, telling me that, oh, they are. They're ringing me. I'll tell you who that is, actually. It's my friend Gary from Canada. I met him the other day. Anyway, I'm digressing. But the radio was it was a natural progression. We wanted a little oasis of our own. Uh-huh. And I'm interested in what you said about on your introduction about the watcher, Indigo. But I always consider myself a watcher because I like to observe people. If I go out, I generally watch what other people are doing. Not being nosy, just being, well, just like watching other people, what other people do. And right. How they talk to other people and how they communicate, because we're all in communications mode most of the time. But we find a lot of people aren't in communications mode, and it takes a gifted person to drag them from a non-talker to a talker. Even just to get the basic information of how they're feeling today. So it was an interesting point, a watcher, because we are all watchers, observers at the end of the day. But the radio show was just to get, you know, our thoughts out there on a weekly basis and get our friends involved, such as yourself and Curious Times, Chris Curious Times, so, and all our other friends, because we've got, down Life's Avenue, you pick up so many friends, as they like to say, and it's always good to have your people about you, and of course we've got the glorious, and I'll do what you do to me, we've got the absolutely fantastic, the phenomenal Jen Young on the show today.
I'm sure
she'll be cringing at me calling her that.
Undoubtedly, yes.
I'm just Jennifer.
Well, you know, I bugged her, and I kept when I would introduce her, I would say she doesn't have a website, which is really a shame because she really should have one. And I think she finally did one, just so I would stop telling everybody that she didn't have one.
Yeah, we're working on Sarah now.
Okay.
Sarah is in need of a website, but both for, I mean, the other things. I mean, with my website, I will say that on my website, if you do go on there, right at the bottom, there's a little in memory of Simon. I forgot his second name. You killed me for that. Unfortunately, it was this time 3 years ago he actually passed away, and he was my web developer and also a personal friend. I met his partner last 2 weeks ago. I'm trying to figure out what shift I'm 2 weeks ago at a special do where we met the great Tony Stockwell. I don't know if you've heard of the English Tony Stockwell medium, but he was doing his demonstration, and it's the anniversary of his passing today, Easter Sunday. So, you know, it's one of those days. It's something you remember. And Simon was a great guy. When he got together with Dee, he wasn't a believer in spirit. And I think I did the first reading for him, and it sort of changed his attitude and changed his mind. And I suppose that's what we want. At the end of the day, we're here to change people's perspective on spirit. We're not here to ram it down the throats. We're here to change the people's perspectives on spirit and how they work.
Absolutely. And, you know, they wouldn't be sitting here in the queue or sitting in here in the show if they weren't ready to hear it. You know, they don't have to be. Actually, to be honest with you, I think I have the most fun with skeptics, because the fact that they show up means that they aren't quite as skeptical as they thought they were. And so it's always a delight to get somebody that says, you know, well, I don't believe in any of this. And it's kind of like, well, how brave of you to expose yourself to this.
I want to quote somebody else, because somebody was talking about loving trains, and he's an English guy living in America, living in Texas, and he's, you know, always absolutely blown away by the size of the trains being a mile long, you know, the average train. So I talked to him about it. Well, my friend Dick Chirock, who was from California, who we had the pleasure of staying with when we visited California, he was a linesman, and he worked over the Sierra Nevadas. And unfortunately, he passed away 4 years ago. And it's all these people you meet on your journey and you bring into. He used to tease me a lot when we used to go over there. There was one incident. We were in a place called Cambria, which is an absolutely gorgeous place, absolutely beautiful. And we were walking up the street, and he said, he pointed out this shop, a rock shop, and he said, "Ray, there's that horse manure you like," but he wasn't as polite as I was. now I find it always funny that we always quote it, and I always quote it in my stories and about Dick's beliefs. But I've had proof that he is in spirit, that he is in spirit, and he does come back occasionally. One of the biggest things I did for the family was I was given his hat. He was a proper Stetson walk wearing sort of guy, and I was given his hat, and his hat was taken on all my journeys for 3 years, every single journey, even to Spain when we went with the Brit tourists, so to speak, and did the normal British thing and go get drunk on a high time over in Spain somewhere. That it went there with us. It used to go on the ghost hunts, but just to tease the spirit of Dick, I used to take it to the spiritualist churches and do philosophies about Dick's hat and, you know, how it was a traveller and all the rest of it, just to torment the life out of him, because I knew he'd probably hate me doing that. But again, it was all part and parcel of being friends, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, absolutely. And, you know, I think that's very special. That really is special. I need the name of your show so people can check it out on Blog Talk.
Apologies. It is Spirits of the Radio. It's actually, I came up with the title. We agreed on the title after I listened to one of my favourite tracks, which is by a group called Rush, and it's called Spirit of the Radio. Back when I first heard it, my version of the radio was listening to the CB, listening to the shortwave band. So it was very, very, very good affirmation for what I do. It's because just about every aspect of my life at some point is joined with radio now, whether it be on the internet, whether it be listening to the radio, talking on the radio with the amateurs, because I'm a fully licensed radio ham, or just generally, like I say, listening to music. There's always that spirit about what I do. So again, as you pointed out in your introduction, I do work with music, and music's always been a big part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
One way or another, inspiration's always been there through music, through the lyrics and all the rest of it. So generally when I do work, I bring a song through it. It usually attains to the actual date of a passing, date of a birth, the lyrics, the prominence of the individual lyrics, because there's always something.
You rub off on me terribly, because every now and then after I've worked with you, I suddenly am saying, you know, oh crap, you know, here's Hey Jude, or here's, you know, it's suddenly the music starts to come in, and it's really, it's the coolest thing ever, because, but you're braver than I. I would not sing.
I'll tell you what. We used to, this is the strangest places, because the way Earth is, and the magnetic field and all the little quirks of the energy of the Earth, there's obviously portals, grounds, funnels to Earth, where the energy goes to Earth, portals from the spirit world, portals back to the spirit world, and all over the place. Well, where I work, there is a portal in one of the toilets.
No.
And one day I was just sat there just minding my own business, as you do on the toilet, and this song came into my head, and it bugged me for 3 days. But it wouldn't normally have bothered me, but it was a song called One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus, and it just would not go away. It was in my head for 3 days solid, until I finally got to the church and passed it on to my friend Frederica, and she said, oh yeah, that's me mum. She was a bit persistent like that. Yeah, cheers.
Well, you certainly have opened another door for me, and it's really a cool door. Because when there is music there, I mean, in the past, I probably haven't paid as much attention to it as I should have. But now I just say, hey, I'm hearing this song, or I'm hearing this whatever. Does this relate to someone in spirit? And always there is a connection. And I was reading somebody the other day, and I said, gosh, you know, I said, I can't tell you why, but I keep hearing this song, and I just, and this was a very sweet lady. And I said, I keep hearing we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful, not the wizard, but it was The Witch Is Dead. You know that song? And
we had that song for charts just recently.
And she laughed and she laughed and she said, my mother-in-law's funeral is tomorrow, and it's very appropriate.
Yeah, well, we had that song in the charts for another reason. That was a particular prime minister that nobody liked over here. And when she passed away, unfortunately, that they actually banned that record because they didn't want it number one in the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, as a matter of respect to the family, but some bad due to bad feelings and what have you, it actually did get into the download chart. So. Such is life, but yes, I understand that totally because I can't really mention that it's Maggie Thatcher.
Yeah.
Oops, I did.
yeah, I figured that out. Well, we've got a number of people here that are chomping at the bit, so I think we should start.
before we do, because you mentioned music, obviously music has come in, and I have to give you Crystal Gayle, You've Been Talking in Your Sleep.
Ooh.
So I don't know whether it's links to the lady, somebody in spirit who would have actually looked like Crystal Gayle, but I've got this Talking in Your Sleep song, and I've got the video of her in my head as well, and obviously Crystal Gayle had very, very long hair. As I say, it was all down her back. None on top of her head. It was just all down her back. But so if you can link into possibly somebody with long, very long hair, she's got a flowing white smock-type dress on as well.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody just did say that she could relate to that, so let me bring her on, okay?
That's Chrissy.
It's Chris, yeah. Okay, Chris, so
hey.
You can relate to this. Hi.
Hey.
Oh,
hi,
I used
Chris.
To sing that song all the time when I was a kid, all the time. And I just actually, my hair was really long and I just got it all chopped off yesterday.
Well, there you go. I think whoever knows this about you who sing the song is actually giving you protection with the white anyway. Has there been problems around your throat just recently?
Not necessarily.
Okay,
but,
well, if I gave you a link to a camera obscura, if you know what one of those is, it's like a pinhole camera, but it reflects the light from light down over through a series of mirrors, so you can see it on a big flat surface. If you're not sure what one is, it's just Google camera obscura, and
okay.
It might make sense. Later,
okay.
But I will say that there's been a lot of visions around you, especially on the floor. So this is probably why I'm seeing the camera obscure. So look a bit. Don't look down physically. Just look down, and you might see the odd connection on the floor there, and understand where I'm with that one. I'm going to give you the footprint in the sand anyway, as the prayer.
Okay.
For you.
Yeah,
I'm saying
yeah.
that you are going to be carrying somebody and helping someone very, very shortly as well. And I do think it's connected to somebody who's pregnant.
Okay.
And
no,
I think they're having self-doubts and self-worth, especially when it comes to being able to look after a child. And I think you'll be able to convince them otherwise that they're quite capable.
All right.
Because obviously
excellent.
Nobody's ever prepared for it. Parent or other.
No.
Right. I know, right?
And I have to interject because I have heard you coughing and clearing your throat and being interrupted by having to clear your throat in the last week a lot.
Okay, well, see, I don't notice. I don't really notice.
You get told that people notice these things as well, don't you?
See, I was connecting more with the throat thing because my grandma's neck was broken. And
right. I didn't
you know what I mean?
That.
So that, yeah, that's what I was more thinking. I didn't want to feed the psychic, you know?
Yeah, I'm fat enough. Could you link in, before you disappear, could you link into Christine, the name Christine, please?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to say this strongly as well because I think there's a force major with this person, so it will be quite a strong person.
Okay.
Personality.
Awesome.
Okay. And
yeah.
I want somebody, in a young gentleman. I say young. He would have been about in his 30s, something like that, when he went to spirit. I will say that he's around you all the time, and he's trying to give you nods and winks and pushing you in the right direction.
Okay, I'm going to think on that one. But yeah, okay.
Well, we used to, what I'm being shown with this, we used to have a TV series called Randall Hopkirk Deceased. And it was about two detectives. And one of them was in spirit and one of them was in real life, so to speak. And the, uh-huh. the spirit one was helping out with the investigation, so to speak. So this is why I'm getting the person of that age actually helping you from spirit, giving you nods and winks in the right direction.
All right. Oh, that's very interesting. Cool. Thanks, Ray.
Okay, and I'm going to finish off with the song Hallelujah, which is obviously...
another one of my favorite songs that listened to last night. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okie dokie.
By K.D. Lang, of course, who has the very best version of that song. But anyway,
I totally disagree with you, because I think the best version was actually on Shrek, the movie. And it's never been released.
Oh, on Shrek. Who did it? Just a nobody?
No, it was John... I can't remember the second name, but I just could never find it. It's only about a minute and a half long, but it's an absolutely brilliant version. It's my favorite version.
Interesting. All right. Okay. Thanks, Ray. I'll see you at your show later on.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. Okay, we've got... Diana, she was here before I was here even today. So, hi, Diana. Glad to have you on the show.
Hi, Barbara. It's been like since December or January, December since I talked to you. So it's been a while. And I just turned on the computer and Barbara's on Easter. Isn't that wonderful? And I just heard Chris was your first caller. Chris, I did a card reading show with Chris when I very first started Block Talk Radio, and then I didn't see your show for a long time, but it was that nightlight that drew attention to you. So,
well, I'm very glad it did. So, how can we help today?
You were the one that told the terrain of where I was going back in December, so it was like Barbara's the one who knew it wasn't Sacramento, it was Florida. So that was wonderful, and I got here. And so that the 4 months that I've been doing the healing work with my daughter, it's gone well for her immune system. Mm-hmm. But I want to ask a question about me. So my question for Ray says that he's a good medium. So, you know, I
he's
like
a
to
fabulous
speak
medium.
To people on the other side. If I have any messages from people on the other side, that's what my favorite question is always.
Okay, Ray, take it away.
Do you know, I'm not sure whether I'm with a young person, a very young person, or it's just their attitude, but the fidgeting in the seat with me, and they're bouncing up and down saying, me, it's my turn to speak. So this is coming through, and I don't know if you can recognise this spirit. It's just that enthusiasm to get the message out. Whether they're young or not, I'm not really sure, but it's that childlike persona more than anything else. And they're actually saying that you're going to be very independent in the coming months. You're going to be an indie person, shall we say, independent person. But your heart is going to race one or two times a day. So just accept this is your time to be on the move rather than on the slack and just sitting back and relax. If your heart starts racing, you've got to get up and move. And it's very important that you do this as well. I was going to ask Chris, but I want to ask you, would you know somebody... The best way, who'd like to cross-dress? Somebody around you who likes to cross-dress?
Sister used to like to go watch them, those kind of shows.
Right, okay, that will understand why I've got Priscilla Queen of the Desert then, the movie Priscilla Queen of the Desert, because that's particularly about people who got dressed up as women to go and do the shows more than anything else. Okay. And I want a gentleman in spirit. He would have, do you know something? I think he had natural rhythm because he was either always tapping his feet or he could actually do the tap. Because at the moment he's just tapping his feet to rhythm. And he's giving you a rhythm to work with as well. He says there's a congratulations coming up in the month of May. So it might be good news, but it's definitely a congratulations to you. And he's saying it's about time that this happened to you. So it's possibly either the news of a child or a child with you. You never know. But I want to give you a lot of Japanese as well about you, because they're showing me Japanese writing around you, and they're showing me Japanese philosophy as well, but not the hari-kari philosophy. They want to take that away from you because they want to say, when you think you've failed, you don't need to go down that road. Just try, try, and try again. You'll never fail yourself, and it doesn't really matter if you fail other people. Okay?
Wow, I'll have to listen to that all over. That's amazing. But it is true. My heart races, and I think I have to rest. Because you know how medical people tell you, you know, you can't have a heart attack, whatever. But when my heart races, it's time for me to try to go catch up with it. You're right about that. I don't know about the Japanese, but you must have brought my sister in about her love for cross-dressing, because my daughter's with her today. My sister used to like to go see a good show. So thank you so much.
The Japanese writing's definitely around you, and the philosophy's definitely around you.
Well, when I find out, I will certainly let somebody know.
Could I take you to New Mexico, or I don't know where El Paso is, but somewhere like that sort of place. El Paso, it sounds a bit more like Texas, doesn't it?
Wow. Well, maybe that's part of the soul group I'm going to meet. You know, I have yet to meet the people that I'm really going to be working with.
Yeah.
So maybe they're Japanese, you know. Maybe so. I'll find out what this Japanese thing is.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling today, Diana.
Thank you, Barbara. This is going to be a great show. So I'll get back on the computer and listen to you.
Okay, great. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Melissa is one of those ladies that has endorsed the show by calling in a lot over time. And, you know, we're very grateful for people like her. Okay, we've got Melissa. Hi, Melissa. How are you doing today?
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. How can we help today?
And hi, Ray.
Hi.
Well, my question is that I have a 2-month-old baby girl, and I wanted to know if my grandma back in the spirit world, does she want me to be cautious of my baby father? Because he told me that his family practiced voodoo. So I wanted to know, should I be very cautious?
I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I've laid 4 cards out for you anyway. The self-reliance card. He's going to be very strong with you, so I'd say definitely yes, it's a no-brainer on that one. But you are looked after by your grandma, and the child is looked after by the grandma as well on a night time, because she comes in as a warm area of the house, or a warm spirit, should I say, and that warmth of love comes in with her. But I want you to look around for the blue connected with the child as well, because the blue is going to be very strong. It's not a deep blue, it's a very light blue, but it will be very strong with that child. I'm going to say as well that you have your own set of wings now, and it's about time you started using them, rather than letting them just carry them on your back. Just actually open them up for a change and start flapping your wings for a change, because I've been told to tell you, you are a bit of an angel in your own right, and this is why spirit do work with you on occasions. It's just a case of you sometimes not listening. So when you feel that irritation on the small of your back there, just thinking, is that my wings wanting to fly? Because you'll probably find it is. So that'll probably come in. But you do work with a higher consciousness anyway. It's just understanding what a higher consciousness is saying to you. Because I will say, sometimes it sounds like gobbledygook to you. When you're sat listening to your own thoughts, it's all gobbledygook. All you've got to do is pick the odd word out, and the odd word will make more sense than you've ever believed so as well. The problems around your life and around... Is there a problem with your knee? Why am I picking up a problem around your knee?
My ankles, they
will be resolved more than anything else. They will be resolved promptly. They'll all of a sudden change. And I think it's something to do with a chemical in your body that you're ingesting. And these things will actually change for you a lot quicker than once you start taking that out of your diet as well. Do you hear whistling? Like your head's tuning into the shortwave band, like changing.
No, but I was whistling to the baby this morning.
I need to know why I'm doing these things. I, again, for some reason, they've brought in a song, Deep in the Heart of Texas. I don't know if you can link into that at all, but they sing these songs to me for a reason. I believe it has been the Guy Mitchell version more than anyone else. So we're talking 1950s here more than anywhere else. So again, it might be linking into Grandma. She might have liked a bit of Guy Mitchell singing to her. You never know. But with you, I've got lots of crooning songs, the likes of Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole and all these crooners, because these are the soft melodies that you require to actually calm your spirit down and give you a bit of hope in your life. Okay?
Okay.
Would you like to jump in, Barbara?
I would say that the child is protected tremendously. I keep seeing lots of spirits around her. There's a man in spirit. So is Grandpa on your dad's side in spirit as well?
Grandpa and Grandpa on my mom and father's side.
Okay, it's your father's side that I'm seeing, and he has great strength.
Yeah, he's on that side.
He was not somebody that talked a lot, but there was great power in him, and when he did talk, people listened. So I would not be concerned greatly concerned. I am concerned about it, but I don't feel that in any way there is any animosity toward this child. So if anything, that they would be looking to protect her as well. So that, you know, I she's not going to be a blood sacrifice or anything like that. So but I would say as she gets older, that's where my real concern would get, because you really want her to have a foundation of some sort in a traditional form of religious observation, so that she can make sensible, reasonable choices at some point in time.
Exactly.
And you know, so long as she has a foundation to work from, she's fine. Everybody has to make their own choices at some point in time, and those of us who are in the spiritual field started out with a traditional foundation, and we just, you know, went with wherever our hearts and our spirits were drawn. So give her the foundation, and then as she gets older, she'll have something to work from, and then there will be curiosity. But the more you, as she gets older, the more that you rile against something, the more curious she's going to be. So, you know, be careful there. I feel she's very safe. She's very protected, and I do feel strangely that her father does love her very much.
He doesn't show it.
But you know, some men are very uncomfortable around small babies.
Yeah.
And as they get older, as they develop their personalities, as they are not so quite dependent upon everything being done for them, then there are men that you know, do warm to them and get very excited about them. I had a father like that, and you know, babies were just he was terrified of babies. And but once we actually had, you know, a brain in our head and a mouth that functioned and could talk, you know, he was much more fun to be around. So you know, do realize that his not being participating may be partly that he is, you know, not comfortable and he doesn't know what to do or anything like that too. So don't write him off totally as of yet. Okay?
Okay. I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, Melissa, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Apparently people are being dropped on the switchboard. So, okay, we'll go to Candy. Hi, Candy. How are you?
Hey, how are you today, Barb?
Doing actually very, very well. I understand you have a cross-dresser for Ray.
Yes, I do. That was mine. My nephew is the cross-dresser. Yeah. So you were picking me up.
Yeah. Did you understand the message I gave her?
Yeah.
All right.
Totally.
I need retuning because I seem to be working one person ahead these days. We found out on my last show. So.
Well, before I ask my question, first off, I want to tell Barbara that you are such a wonderful inspiration to us all, and I so appreciate you and
well,
the work
you
that
so
you
much.
Do.
Wow.
Thank you for being there.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay. My question is, I got some new crystals, and I got them 3 days ago, and when I come back in, they have been moved in a different position than what I put them in. Can you pick up who's doing that?
Can I ask a question before I answer that one?
Yes.
Have you done anything about the inspiration that Barbara's given you? I know it's a candid
yes.
question, but have
yes.
you done anything?
Yes, I'm working
That's
on
good.
That.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
The crystals, I'm not picking up any energy around them other than their own energy. And
okay.
I would say that they're that strong crystals that they will probably move themselves.
Oh,
People tend to assume that they're just an inanimate object. They're just a lump of rock. And we forget they are highly charged pieces of minerals. And
right.
they can store in their own right, their own capacitance or their own field, if you want. Of energy. So I'm
okay.
picking up these particular crystals are very strong and they're probably more reacting to you, and as you probably move away from them they sort of move as well, just to be closer or to pick, or just sort of like a reaction to the lack of energy or the energy shifting around them.
Okay. Okay.
If that makes sense to you.
Yes it does.
Okay. If
okay.
I give you the eye of an eagle, so this is foresight for you, if nothing else. But I want to be linked into somebody in spirit who would have had an eagle emblem on their either coat or jacket or somewhere around them, connected to them. So, because the way I'm picking this up is that the eye of the eagle is looking out for you and looking after you. So if we can link into a parent where there would have been an eagle symbol around them.
See, like my great-great-great-great-grandfather was Blue Jacket, a Shawnee War chief. He's around me a lot.
So if you understand where I'm with, the eye of the eagle is
mm-hmm.
is watching you always as well. There's a need for you to change your ego just a little bit, because
okay.
it's getting, shall we say, apart from not trying not to be rude, it is getting up somebody's nose. That's probably the best way. And I think it's making them jealous of you more than anything else.
Okay.
So I think you understand that by the sounds of it.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And
I think
yeah.
it's just so they're on your side, because I do feel you will need them on your side rather than
okay.
than make an enemy of them or them unfriending you of some sort. Okay?
Okay.
There's going to be two new goals come into your life very shortly.
Okay.
So that's two new happy ever afters, or whichever way you want to, and things for you to get
okay.
to grips with and do as well. I think one is within the normal community of our lives, and the other is in the spiritual community as well.
Okay.
I think
okay.
the one in the normal lives has got to do with computers or tech, as it were, so it's probably getting to grip with your new phone.
Okay.
But, or it's definitely related around tech, whereas the spiritual one is getting to working a different way, or getting to grips with working in a different way. I do feel that your guides are moving away from you, because there's a thunderbolt coming in as a guide, or there's a,
pardon?
Shall we say, a highly charged guide coming in, as opposed to the quiet guide you've had for a while. So it's going to be we're looking at Thor, God of Thunder. I know you probably want the guy off the movies, but I can understand that. But apparently he's only 4 foot nothing. He's not that tall. But this is a thunderbolt coming into your life. So it's a new way of working, a more powerful way of working, and you're gonna have to deal with a lot more energy. So this is the way it's coming through. Your happy ever after is getting to grips with the spirituality and the energy of this one. Okay?
Okay, but I already have very high guides, so this is going to be even higher.
It's going to be a lot stronger. I think what it is it's going, instead of being so quiet, it's going to be a lot more banging of hammers and, you know, getting to grips with it. Just like in the God of Thunder himself would do. It's all bravado, so to speak, and yes, I'm the great, you know, it's this sort of attitude or this sort of way of working more than anything else. Again, I don't think it's about ego. It's about just the way you get to grips with this new energy.
Okay.
I was given some new guides about 3 years ago, and to be honest, I didn't want them because the way they described them, they looked like doormen. They looked like a pair of doormen. You know, the likes of doormen on a nightclub and that sort of thing. And the last thing I wanted was that sort of energy around me, but I was totally wrong about about the way they worked with me. It was, they were more insistent to work with me rather than, but they came across as too dormant. I don't know if you understand what I mean. You know, the two guys outside the nightclub, not letting the drunks in and only letting certain people in. Well, this is how they've worked with me. They've only let certain people in, the people who need to be in, or who need to be in my area, and they've booted out some of the people who definitely didn't need to be in my area. And this is how I feel it's going to work for you, because there's going to be the guide's going to be a lot more bombastic, should we say, than you're used to.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to jump in a little bit here too.
Okay, Myra.
First of all, congratulations. You've done an amazing amount of work on yourself inside, and you've changed a lot of patterns, and you've changed a lot of philosophies, and the element of healing is just, it's profound here. And when Ray was talking about lightning bolts and stuff like that, I kept seeing books. So I want to send you back to the books.
That's a book.
I want to send, the books. I want to send you back to the books only to remind yourself of what you already know. So that there is a sense of insecurity here with the wisdom that you carry inside of you, so that as you are drawn in different areas of the spiritual, metaphysical aspect that you're surrounding yourself with, go back to the books to remind yourself about all of what you brought forward from past lives. You have a tremendous amount of wisdom and you have a tremendous amount of insight. You don't trust it. And I think that seeing it, for some reason, seeing it printed in a book will make you more confident to trust yourself even more. Because there is that insecurity, and sometimes you hold back, and you don't say exactly what you're feeling or seeing because you're a little bit reluctant as to what people are going to think of you. Don't pay any attention to that. Frankly, it feels to me as though, I guess what I need to tell you is that if you lose friendships, you can't lose a friendship. You can't lose something you don't have. If someone walks away from you, then they weren't a friend in the first place.
So that deals with my mother and father-in-law right there.
Okay. Understand that you know, true friends are there no matter how stupid or foolish or silly you are. And you know, if you do something they don't agree with, real friends will say, I don't think that's real smart, but, you know, you're going to do what you're going to do, and I'll help you pick up the pieces when you're all done. So understand that sometimes friends need to take time out to kind of get their act straight so that they can be a better friend, so that if you're going to find people drifting, is what I'm trying to say, and as they drift, understand that if they're really friends, they'll come back, and if they're not, then they weren't really friends, and you're just as well off without them. So don't try to pull people back in. Sometimes that space is needed so that friendships can survive.
Okay. That's been my biggest concern lately, is my in-laws, how they're going to react to this. So,
oh, you know what?
I think you just answered my question.
I think also from what I'm seeing that they can surprise you. I think from what I'm feeling here is that at least your mother-in-law is curious.
Well, I understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that she has a greater, I think she has as great a curiosity as you do, but your father-in-law is a stick in the mud. So
exactly.
Yes.
So,
okay. I have to ask this. Does somebody have a headache around you guys? I have a headache.
No, that may well be.
Do you have a headache?
No. You know what? I think that this could be the fact that there is a barometric shift going on wherever you are. Where are you?
Texas.
There's a barometric shift going on, and you are far more sensitive to the pollen in the area than you ever have been before. So allergies are going to hit you this year. Yeah, allergies are going to hit you this year.
Okay. And thank you for the lovely messages. All of them resonated. Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That does happen sometimes. You know, we do pick up on pain somebody's going through or discomfort. And good for her to ask. Sometimes it is somebody else's. I can remember doing a Reiki share once with people, and before I got down, because it was my turn to be worked on, I looked around and I said, whoever has a backache, please don't touch me. Because it was excruciating. And one person said, well, that would be me. And I said, go have coffee and let the others do their thing, because I don't want you to touch me. And it was not that they were, they weren't a bad person. They just had a backache and they were giving it away.
Yeah, I did a trance session. I was part of a trance session a lot of years ago. And the lady was doing was a very, very strong trans medium, and she had a really bad problem with her throat to start with, because she was been a smoker all her life. Mm-hmm. Now, when I sat in the circle and they started this trans mediumship, the lady next to me started coughing to the point she had to go out the room. But when we were sat listening to the trans medium, her voice was as smooth as silk.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute silk. And if it was unbelievable, because as soon as she finished, it went back to the coughing and spluttering, and the lady came back in the room. So it literally she took her ailments out the room, so she could work with spirit. So,
well, have you found also that when you're doing mediumship, I have found that especially with mediumship, maybe not so much with just reading, but with mediumship, If I have a sore throat or if the pollen has gotten to me, as soon as I start working, my voice is clear as a bell.
It does, yes.
And then I step back and I'm, just giving messages, and my voice is raspy again. And so I think it's a different channel we go to. I mean, when you say you're channeling, I mean, that's exactly I equate the whole process of what we do as we become a radio station, and one channel is messages, one channel is mediumship, one channel is past lives, one channel is interdimensional stuff, and it just depends on where we go energetically for the information, how much spirit has influence on what we say and do, and, because messages is probably the first channel, so that's just, the information just flows. But when you do mediumship, it's another frequency. And when you do past lives, it's yet another frequency. And when you do...
Definitely.
So that depending on the frequency, it depends upon how that energy affects you energetically and the material you bring through.
That's true. One of the sessions I did for one of the ghost hunts I did, I was just doing the normal run-of-the-mill ghost hunt, or so I thought. And then we had a break, so we all went down to the bar and the rest area sort of thing. And I'm stood by a machine, and a lady said to me, she said, you do know a spirit cast just gone between your legs there? And I said, that's it. And the next thing I know, my legs gave way. So I'd literally closed that channel off, but it sort of opened the channel up to me, and I wasn't prepared for it at the time. So now I'm a lot more on the ball as regards that. But yes, you're right. It is a way of looking at it is with the radio frequencies and the radio stations and how we tune in or how we step up to the radio and which channel we select would be a good, good way. I describe when I do my stand-up events, I always explain to people that when they used to be young, they used to sit with listen to the radio, the AM radios, and they used to on a night time they used to have to tune that station, and then they had to turn the radio around to get the best reception for that station because it was very directional. The station was coming from a direction, so you need to turn the radio around. And so when I do my mediumship, it's exactly the same. I need to know where the energy is, so I look around for the energy and where it's strongest, and then I work around that and tune into that energy to start listening to whoever wants to speak to me or whoever wants to work with me. And this is how it works, and it's always a good way of explaining simply to people what you're actually doing.
Yeah, and I think it also, hopefully, for people who are asking questions, they have to realize that, you know, if they're asking to talk to a family member who's crossed over, that's one channel. And if they want guides and masters and teachers, and that's another channel. And you know, then if they then to ask questions of mediumship and then to say, by the way, when is my boyfriend going to call me, that slams us into a different channel. And sometimes... Sometimes, you know, keep us on the same channel, you know, just, I mean, you can even phrase it, does my great uncle Fred think that my boyfriend's going to call? That would be a better way of doing it rather than saying, okay, now you've done mediumship, I want to do something else, because it's not that it's physically demanding, it's just a shock, and often it just catches you unawares, and it's like, okay, wait a minute, I have to go to another place for that one.
Yeah.
So, It's interesting. And, you know, lately I've been playing with the interdimensional stuff. Have you been doing anything with that material?
Well, what I've been doing mainly is I've been starting work with a trans medium, and we're doing the basic stuff at the moment, and it's changing me on my perspective, and it's reminding me there's certain things I still have to do. Regards to interdimensional stuff, that's going to come later once I've actually acquired a lot more skill on this level. I have been doing transmediumship, but at such a low level, and now I want to step it up to the high level and work with these other beings, so to speak. I've come across some odd things in my life, and earth and spirits, or elemental spirits, has always been one I've been interested in, and when you do pick up on them, you try to explain to people where they are and where they're from, because the immediate assumption it's something to do with Harry Potter. and I say as best I can, I said no, it isn't. It's natural spirit. They're working on the same levels and just in a different dimension, so to speak. So it's trying to work on explain that to that level, and it's so many different avenues to go down with people and so many questions sometimes. But the dimensional stuff, I've touched on it, but again, it's a lesson that I will be heading for in the future, because at the moment transmediumship is, I think, paramount for me, or shall we say the higher level transmedium is paramount for me. I saw her working with an archangel, and very much the bloke in me said, I want a bit of that. So this is where I'm going with this one, more than anything else. Yeah.
Well, it really is profoundly, you know, all of the different aspects of this field and are amazing. And every time I think, okay, so now I have a handle on what there is to work with, then suddenly, you know, a door opens and it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much more. And it's so exciting. So that it is an amazing experience. And anybody who, you know, gets to the place where they're ready to step into changing channels, so to speak, it's a lot of fun. There's a tremendous amount of amazing information, and we're constantly learning, and as we learn and we turn around and share, then other people learn, and then they teach us more because they have information that is connected to them that maybe we don't have access to in any other way. So it's a cool time. We've got a ton more people here.
we keep going off into conversations, but it's all good stuff. It's all good stuff.
Oh, absolutely. We've got I don't know if it's Lucinda or Lucy. Hi, which are you? Lucy or Lucinda?
Yeah, Lucero or Lucinda. Lucy?
Lucy, how can we help Lucy?
Yeah. Can you please connect me maybe with my brother?
Right.
Or anybody that wants to come and is near me?
At the moment, I'm picking up a lot of energy around the throat and nose, and it's like I'm actually, there's something, it's like energy coming out of my throat and nose at the moment, and that's the best way I can picture that to you. So I think that your brother or whoever this spirit is would like to work through you and talk through you. This looks like I don't know what it's like a movie version of how I see things, and the energy's coming out the nose and the mouth. I'm just going to ask you, is this how your brother passed away? Because it's just like the energy's coming out the nose and mouth. I'm trying to figure out where I'm with this one. It's like the show in the movies when someone passes away, the spirit comes out the nose and the mouth. Can I ask a question? Is there a bad man around you?
Is who?
A bad man around you. Somebody who practices bad juju. Bad medicine.
Medicine.
Okay, bad medicine. It's a, shall we say, bad magic would be a better word.
Oh, black magic?
No, bad magic. B-A-D, bad magic. Not necessarily black, but bad magic. This is what I'm picking up. You have to be aware of some, and I think with your brother there was some bad magic going around, bad BAD magic going along around him at the time of his passing as well. And this is why I do feel that his spirit was taken away from him as before he passed in, but it was returned to him as he went into the spirit world. I do believe the spirit was taken out of him while he was on earth plane, but given back to him when he went into the spirit world. I'm sorry if I'm rambling on. You may be able to listen back to this, but it's just the way I'm picking it up at the moment. I'm trying to figure it out. He's telling me he is content in spirit. He's happy now. He is working with a child in spirit. That's what he's just told me. This makes sense to you.
Mm.
He said, there's lots of peace and happiness where I am. He's very content, and he said he brings a dove to your house. So if you can understand why you've seen a dove just recently.
Okay.
He's just bringing these things. He wants you to see, every time you see the dove, think of him. Okay?
Okay.
He said the dove is it's a symbol of happiness for him, and he wants you to know that every time you see a dove, it will make him, it make you think that he's happy, because he is happy where he is now.
Okay. I have two brothers in spirit.
Well, this
one passed away long time ago.
Well, this will be the child he's been looking after then, won't it? So it's the second brother we're with. So he's looking after the younger brother.
Okay, my brother, one was 23 when he died 20 years ago, and the other one is 44, he died.
Okay, he's obviously looking after the younger brother. He said, obviously the child, in his view. So he's looking after the younger brother in spirit. He's helping him, he's lifting him up at the moment and dusting him off and saying, come on, we'll work together now. And this is what he's doing with it. But he's also doing this to you. He's lifting you up every time you're down, dusting you off and saying, look, come on, we know better than this. We can help you. You can help yourself. You can be strong.
Okay.
And he says, no matter what life throws at you, you can be stronger than the problem.
Do you see my grandpa is around there?
Would your grandpa connect to the armed forces?
Yeah.
It's a strong connection that came with the armed forces. Would he have been up in the armed forces? Would he have been somewhat like a sergeant or sergeant major somewhere along the ranks?
They went to. I think they were just general, but in the army they were just general. They were no high ranks.
Oh well. I mean, sergeant isn't particularly high rank, but I do feel he had men under him, and he had the responsibility of men with him. And he's saying he is now in spirit. He's got the responsibility of everybody. So he's looking after everybody, and he's guiding everybody, which is what drill sergeants do, or sergeants do, is make sure they do their things properly and in the right manner and the right order, which is all he's asking you to do, is make sure everything's done in the right manner and the right order, and everything will be fine. You won't be getting any trouble. There will be no trouble as long as you do things in the right order and the right way, just like a sergeant would say to his troops. Okay,
thank you so much.
Okay, Lucy, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Barbara.
Bye-bye now.
Have a nice evening.
You too. Okay, we've got Kate. Hi, Kate. How are you doing today?
I am great, Barbara. How are you?
Fabulous, actually.
Oh, I'm so glad. I've enjoyed this call so much. Thank you for sharing our Easter.
Well, you know, there were moments when it was like, oh, wait a minute, this is Easter Sunday. Is anybody going to be there? And I thought, well, if nobody was here, Ray and I could just sit and chat. So decided to go ahead with it, and it appears there are people out there. So how can we help?
Always show up.
Absolutely. How can we help today?
I am open to what Spirit wants me to receive, and I must say that so much of what's been said I've already connected with, in that my father was a command sergeant's major. He's still living, so he had the eagle throughout his career on his cover, which is what we refer to as the hat, and also, of course, on his uniform, and I was a Navy commander in the reserve.
Oh, wow. Well, this is, you know, I have to stop in here because before Ray gets going, because I don't normally, you know, see past lives as fast as I saw this one for you. You used to, if I take it back to the 30s, 20s and 30s, you were a can-can dancer in Paris. You were someone, you were beautiful, you wore the feathers, you wore the ruffles, you were joyful. And there is an ask, and what's really cool is your picture was painted by Toulouse-Lautrec. So if you go back through his paintings of the can-can dancers, there will be one that stands out for you, and I want you to know that you were definitely there. You were definitely a part of, and a model for some of his paintings. Now, that lifetime comes through into this lifetime because it's time to kick up your heels. It's time to stop being quite as reserved as you are, and to allow yourself to be a lot more expressive and a lot more exciting, and going outside of the box. The going outside of the box comes up here over and over and over. I'm not saying get truly weird. I'm not saying you to quit your day job and run away with the circus, but I am saying there is the spirit, what you can or cannot relate to this.
Well, I resigned a corporate position almost 20 years ago, and my commission as an officer to be a full-time wife and mom. My daughter's husband and I divorced when she was 3 and a half, so I have been a nurturing, loving, devoted mom for 18 years. My daughter's about to graduate high school, so I am ready to more than kick up my heels.
Okay, well, I want you to become involved in yoga because you need flexibility. I would love you to, get involved in some of those things that you've always wanted to do, but you never had the time, the energy, the money, or the incentive to do. It feels as like this is your time. And I got to tell you, there's magic and miracles here. There's all sorts of wonderful supportive energy on the other side, but dancing, it's time that you dance. Let your spirit dance. And now I'll hand you over to Ray.
I can't wait, Ray.
It sounds all so wrong. Well, I've had a couple of cards on the table already for you, but I think it's a case of you laying your cards on the table for what you really do want for the next years in your life or the next stage in your life. Could I ask, were you there at somebody's passing, a lady's passing?
Not recently.
Not recently, but you were at somebody's passing. It's because I've been sketching while Barbara's been busy there, and I've drawn a lovely face, but the face has got ever such a tiny smile. It's been really strained to break it, and I think they saw you at the passing, and they were just happy that you were there and that you saw her spirit move on, so to speak. I've got a lovely lady connected with this, obviously. I probably want grandma or somebody else with this, but there's definitely a strong connection within the family. And the eyes are just to say closed, but they're still open and they can still register people before they passed away. And it's just to say there was a smile, and if they couldn't put it on the face, there was a smile in their heart with you. And I'm being told to pass on to you that financial flow is going to go up for you. If anything, it's going to get better for you, which is always good. But there is going to be some minor tweaks towards investments that you need to look at. It sounds like the BBC stock report, I realise that, but this is what I'm being told to pass on to you. I'm being told on your psychic side or your mediumship side, your spiritual side, that there's a lot of environment coming into you, should we say, a lot more outdoor work with the energies of the nature and general life as well. I always like giving the sunflower for this one because it's a big flower for me, and this has got to give you the sunflower. But I want you to give you some just ordinary weeds as well, ordinary flowers, should we say, as well. Nothing spectacular, but the ordinary stuff there, because that's more powerful for you than any bunch of roses will ever be, because the individual flower, or the, should we say, the underdog is more your sort of, should we say. There is a detoxification, and it's got nothing to do with getting rid of the alcohol out of your life. It's got rid of to do with just cleansing your soul a bit more and clearing up some of the minor issues that life bugbears, so you can sit down, relax, do a bit of meditation and clear your soul. Because there are minor illnesses that you've been through that still seem to niggle every now and again, and it's just a case of, shall we say, cleaning these things. But you're a self-healer, so you should be able to clean these things yourself. You should be able to clean your own soul and clean your own aura and all the dirt and grime that's built up in things. So I don't know if you're practicing Zimbati or any of those sort of aura cleansing healing traditions, but maybe you should look into that as well. Could I link you to using radios as well, like private little walkie-talkie type radios? Or can you link that around you at the moment, please?
Oh, gosh. I have been doing the self-cleansing. I'm not sure about the walkie-talkies or the self-radios. That's interesting.
It's just like these little, we call them PMRs or private mobile radios. It's nothing technical like what I do. It's just like using them and communicating. So if there's this thing, it's only short range, and maybe that's what I'm looking at, is to short range communication rather than long range communication. So maybe you're going to be working on a closer psychic level rather than a closer medium, a long distance mediumship level for a short while, because one of the things I did pick up when you first came in was the plateau in your life, or the plateau in your spiritual life, where it's a time for going back over what you've already learnt and getting ready for the new stuff coming in the future. If that
okay,
makes sense.
I am, again, you've asked others to go back and reread the books for confirmation and clarity.
Yeah.
And I'm currently reading The Alchemist, which is, of course, all about listening to and observing signs.
Right.
Radios must be, so I'm picking up there's some sort of a sign in the shortwave radio. Or the short-frequency radio.
Yeah, it's we call them PMRs, the shortwave, short-range radios. They've got about something like half a mile capability, nothing like big like the shortwaves, which have got the worldwide capability. So this is what it's about,
yeah,
shortwave.
Yeah, I think we refer to them, Ray, as walkie-talkies.
Walkie-talkies, yes. PMR, private mobile radios, we call them over here. They're used for short-range communication more than anything else. And it's that this is what I'm picking, more than likely picking up the sign would be short-range communication. And it's, again, dealing with somebody close to you rather than 1,000 miles away. See, this comes in as a mishmash and I have to work it out and put it out to you, but this self-cleansing, are you a Zimbati practicer or one of these people who use aura cleaning as opposed to Reiki healing?
I have not. That's certainly something that I will research. Will you spell it for me quickly, please?
It's Zimbate.
Yes.
Zimbati.
I found it.
I've had it done about 5 times. It's like it's really, really, really cleaning at a high level. It's just like walking out. You feel like you've been in a spin dryer, and just so clean and just so everything's so wow in front of you, sort of thing. It's like almost like being on a high. So, well, not that I know, honestly.
Well, I hear your voice. Truly, I heard the cleansing in your voice. There was a switch.
Yeah. So this is what I'm picking up. Can we have the name of David in your life, please?
Yes, there was a David that am no longer in physical or emotional contact with. I had about a 2-year relationship with him 10 years ago.
This is
interesting
now.
Lessons with David.
This is now a David in your area now. If he's not now, it's to come, okay? Because I do pick up on a spiritual connection with this person, both mentally, and it's almost like telepathically as well, the spiritual connection. It's almost like you'll understand what he's saying without his lips moving.
Okay.
If this isn't happening now, it's to come, and it will be very, very short period of time before this happens. Okay?
Okay.
I do see a star of David connected to him as well. Whether it's his religions or just his, what the symbol he likes, because just the way it's being picked up at the moment. Okay?
Oh. Any songs, Ray?
Any songs?
Thanks for the chuckle, guys.
I got I'm a traveling man.
I got Ethel Merman.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
I got Ethel Merman.
Thank you so much.
No,
I am so
business.
Ready to travel.
Ray, what you get?
I love it.
Or did
perfect.
I got Ethel Merman. There's no business like show business.
Oh,
I think that links to the lady in spirit, I think, more than anywhere else. So if you
that
look,
is fascinating.
Yeah, I think,
had my toe in show business before I went on active duty. And I have been told to, when you talked about kicking up my heels and dancing again, Barbara,
yeah,
I've been told, take a look at doing some return to entertainment.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you're not overripe for that. It's, you know, yes, go.
Go for it. All right. So much encouragement, so much love. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye now. I'm fighting with cats here. For some reason, they just all want to be on the cards and on the table right where I am. I think I have lifted a cat off of this shelf at least 20 times in the last half hour. We've got Jennifer here. Hi, Jennifer. How is it going today?
Hello?
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's going even better than I thought, I guess. wow, this whole show, everything that I've been listening to, the inspiration. I was just thinking about that earlier today, just how much knowledge and wisdom you have. I listened to all your shows, Barbara, and you have really touched me and helped me so much. And I was actually going to wait till tonight to Chris's show to call you to talk to you about something, and then just all these synchronicities started happening, and some of the things he was saying, it was like, whoa, that's crazy. So I figured I would call and just press one and see what happened.
Well,
really strange.
No, it's not. That's how it works.
I know. Well, at least I'm not saying crazy.
No. Listen, you know, in another time frame, we'd all be in an institution someplace.
Right.
So how can we help, Jennifer?
If there is anything that comes through, I'll have it. I just felt so compelled. My head is just like tingling like crazy. So
okay.
Anything.
Okay, well, let me sort of leap before Ray does. You're coming into a new balance, and it does feel as though that there is a new energetic that is flowing through you. There's a new power, if you will. Doesn't mean that you're going to be able to, you know, throw thunderbolts or anything like that, but it gives you greater insight. It gives you greater access to the wisdom that you carry within, and it does feel as though springtime for you is a profound time. It reminds you that there is always growth and new vision, no matter how dark the times may be. And it feels as though you're in a place where you have been sort of more introspective, almost in hibernation, if you will. And it's time for you to start to allow the growth of the new growth that is going on inside of you to manifest within your reality. And it does feel as though you're going to be sort of sticking your toe in the water a little bit at a time as we go through the next couple of months. It does feel as though it's time for you to share what it is you carry within. And there's always, for some reason, there's hesitancy about allowing the amazing, beautiful, just phenomenal insight that you have inside of you that is of a spiritual nature, and for some reason you hold back a little bit on the spiritual stuff because you aren't quite sure what the reception is going to be. This comes, by the way, again from past lives where you have had these gifts and you have been, I mean, my goodness, you were stoned to death in ancient times. You were burned at the stake in another lifetime. I mean, you have had these gifts. I keep seeing, time after time that you have had the spiritual gift, that you have shared it with those you could, and at some point in time you became a threat, and so your life was shortened. And it feels to me right at the moment that the last time you passed because of your gifts, it had to do with something around your throat. So I do feel that you were either, you know, I was going to say hung, and then Spirit saying, no, she was garroted. So do you have a reluctance to put anything around your neck?
I was going to wait till tonight to call you because, and it is slash, okay, a few. Last Sunday, I called in. That was my anniversary, and I just went to see Teresa Caputo. And you right away went into past lives, and you told me about, you brought up stigmata and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And I do research everything that I'm told. I go back, and you really threw me for a loop because everything you said, and just the other night when I called in to talk to Laura Dupree, when Chris was getting ready to do the shout-out, right before she called your name, I got that intense pain in my wrist again. And the weight thing and the, I mean, Barbara, you, and I looked at the turkey thing because, like I said, anything I'm told, I do. I research everything. I mean, I value every piece of information. And, yes, I have been hesitant. But, yes, that is another thing that I don't like anything near my throat, my neck. I mean, and it has gotten more intense. And the pain in my feet, the weight thing. I was actually afraid. And, you know, I am under doctor's care. But when you brought up the weight and the, you know, barely eating and the bread and the water and the pain in the wrist and the feet, I mean, you're blown away again. But, yes, that is something else. I don't like anything near my throat. I feel like it's choking.
That was from a French lifetime, and it goes back to about 1323. And it was fast. You know, but still, it was a way of, and let's face it, the only way we get from lifetime to lifetime is to pass over. And so,
right.
And there are plenty of different ways to pass over. But yeah, it does feel as though, I guess what I have, what's most important to tell you is that, you know, you can be as manifestational as you want according to what is appropriate for your lifestyle and the people that you're around. But you will not be killed this lifetime because of that. And I can tell you that you will die a very peaceful death when you're very, very old. And so that there's not an illness here at all. So if that's something you've been worried about, stop worrying. I'm going to pass you over to Ray now because he is spectacular. Ray, go ahead.
I'm what?
Spectacular.
Right. Thank you. the drawing I made earlier, I want to link into you as well. You know, this is a totally different lady, and this is you, because I've got somebody with red eyes, somebody with really problems actually seeing, and the eyes are quite red, and all the rest of it, but they would have had a dimple on the chin. They would have had a dimple on the chin as well. Unless I'm describing you, I hope not, because you sound a very pretty lady. So
yeah.
Pardon?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Am I describing you?
Well, I do have like a little in the chin, but I everything you've been saying, El Paso, Japanese, I mean, everything you've been talking about today is really like blowing me out of the water, the eagle, the sergeant, just all of it,
I'm all,
the whole show.
Linking into a lot of people here at the same time as well. But with this lady in spirit, I'm picking up as well, because I've added to this drawing from the last caller, and I've added the dimple on the chin. I've also added a good sense of humour with this as well. Somebody who would have laughed out loud. Someone who would have just told dirty jokes for the hell of it, just to actually, just to annoy people more than anything else, especially if it was family, because they would have thought, oh, no, not again,
yes.
I can't tell that joke. And this lady's got such a vibrant sense of fun with her, and she's giving this to you. She's wanting you to have a laugh and fun and, yes, embarrass some people, because some people deserve to be embarrassed, because it's not the fact that they're embarrassed. It's because sometimes they feel ashamed of you. Why should you be feel ashamed of by anybody? You're your own self. You're your own
right.
Power, and you're your own powerhouse as well. I totally agree with Barbara about the living the long life and passing it to spirit quietly. There's no doubt about that. But while you're here, you've got so many things to do, or so many things to say and pass on to people as well. This lady's laughing at me now because I haven't mentioned the little mustache she had. So obviously this is an old age thing more than anyone else. And she said, it doesn't really matter. You know, it's my body. I'll do my face. I'll do what I want with it. As long as this thing in between my nose and my chin smiles, I'm not bothered. It's just this general attitude as well. And she's saying the thing, as long as that thing in between your nose and your chin still keeps has a smile on it, there's nothing you should worry about or nobody you should worry about as well. Have you just bought a new tablet or like iPad type thing?
I've been using one.
You've been
a
using
lot.
One. It's just that I've got your drawing electronically as well.
If really?
It's like, you know, doing the artwork on an electronic tablet of some sort, rather than doing it on a piece of paper, stepping up to the challenge of modern life more than anything else.
Right.
Okay. With the colours are coming through, there's a very strong blue, there's a very strong yellow, and a very strong red. And these signify you, or the colours more than anything else. And they're just three lines on the paper, or the actual tablet. Okay?
Very interesting.
Good. I'm glad you're taking this as well, because I want to link into somebody's spirit who actually passed away with throat cancer, who would have had severe. It would have probably started in the throat and gone throughout the rest of the body. And I don't feel they were that old either. I would have said it 50s, 60s when they passed away into spirit.
Okay.
I
think I can take that, yeah.
Okay. There would have been a storyteller as well. They would have had a story about everything to tell.
Yes.
Okay. They would have had the gift of making the smaller story sounding like an epic. And it's important that you treat every small story in your life, every small event like an epic event, because no matter how small things happen to us, they are epic. They're memorable. And that's the key word, memorable. And this is what she wants. As long as it's a good, happy memory it doesn't really matter. It's an important step. And this is what she's making out for you. Every little step you take is an important step. No matter how small, no matter how large, it's all important. And it brings you to the final goal. The final goal would be a higher ranking in spirit or a higher ranking in your own life. It just depends how you want to put that to use. Okay?
Right. Okay. God bless you both.
Before you go, I want goldstones and I want marbles as well. I don't know if you get marbles over there, the little glass beads, little glass balls.
Yeah.
Okay, I want goldstones the size of marbles then. That's what they told me to add on to the message.
Hmm.
Again, if you can listen back, it might make better sense at a future time.
It sure will.
I hope it's not connected with you with the goldstones.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's
lovely
to meet you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Apparently nobody else has anything to do today. We're going to try to hit as many people as we can. Apparently. All right, we've got Laura here. Hi, Laura. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing spectacularly well. Thank you. How can we help?
I was wondering if there are any messages in particular for me regarding my life path.
Okay.
If I'm going to pick up on anything, you've got to get rid of the Joker out of your life.
I have to get rid of what?
The Joker out of your life.
What Joker?
The Joker. Well, this is it. I don't think it's on a good vibration is the Joker. I mean the Joker from the Batman movies, that sort of Joker, the person who wants to infiltrate and destroy and take away from you. If they're not here, they're going to come into your life, but you can defend yourself because you already know about it. So a lot of preparation. Just say no, go away. Don't even come into my life before it happens, okay? So when you recognize them, you'll understand that as well. Could you understand a small lady in spirit? She would have been about 5 foot nothing. She would have been a dominant member of the family, I'll tell you what she's looking. Do you remember Dallas, the TV show? I'm looking at somebody who would have been like the mother on the Dallas show, Barbara Bel Geddes. Somebody who would have been in a prominent position because the father dealt with the business and the mother dealt with the family, basically. And she was the mainstay of the family, not the business. The business is one thing, but hers was the family. And that's what she's telling me at the moment. Separate the two in your life and you'll understand life. Life will be a lot more sweeter for you because you've got that separation. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to say that you're going to be, you are, everybody's the master of their own destiny, but you're going to be the master of your own business or your own company. And it's going to be an important, because they're saying CEO, Chief Executive Officer. And you've got the material and got the gumption to do this within your life, to actually be the master of your own business and the master of your own life as well. Okay?
What kind of company would it be?
They're just showing hearts and flowers connected with the company at the moment. They're not saying what it is, but they're just showing hearts and flowers connected with it.
Okay.
I've got some interesting stuff here. Are you currently in a relationship?
No.
Was that yes or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I thought it was just a groan, so I wasn't sure what. I'm seeing two new people coming into your life. The universe wants you to know that you've really challenged yourself greatly when it comes to relationships. It feels as though you've paid some dues that are really remarkable, probably overpaid them from what I can see, and that there are two very sweet people coming into your life within the next 3 or 4 months. Both of them have the potential for being a long-term relationship. And what Spirit wants you to pay attention to is that the changes you've thought about, the changes that you've kind of gone over in your head, those changes need to be implemented in order for relationships to be successful. And you have to keep a balance within yourself and a balance within your life in order for the relationships to flourish and thrive. The universe is sending you some very, very nice people, and they are going to be people that you are attracted to. And it feels as though relationship is something that's very, very important for you, so that it's something that... Have you given up on relationship?
Yeah, I guess I have. You know, it's just, I don't know. I'm older now, and it feels like sometimes like it's not going to happen for me.
Okay, let me tell you something here. Stop that older bit. How old are you?
50.
Okay.
But I always want a kid, you know, and it's not going to happen now.
No, but you can meet somebody with children. I met my soulmate when I was 63 years old, and I got married. And when he passed away, I had to find his 4 children and make a connection with them. And in doing so, I got 4 more children into my life. Do not ever, ever, ever give up on love. Love can hit you at the weirdest, most inconvenient times, and I will tell you that it can be even more spectacular than you could possibly imagine.
I'll agree with that one.
I mean,
thank you.
To be honest with you, as we get older, the pettiness that is in relationships with young people is no longer there. And I got to tell you, love is a lot better as you get older than when you're younger, because you look at some things that would have driven you crazy in the past, and it's stupidity. So, you've got the greatest love of your lifetime coming. So, for God's sakes, go out, buy new underwear, and get ready for it.
Okay. one
do you tell Barbara. That to the blokes as well, Barbara?
No, I'm not that cheeky. Some of them say they don't have any, and I really get embarrassed.
Do I have to, will I be living in North Carolina when I meet this person?
I'm not sure. I just, you follow your heart, do what is most important for you, and these people will find you. You cannot miss them. You just can't hide. It's coming.
Okay.
Okay,
Laura. Thank you.
No, more than that, get new underwear.
Gee, thanks, Barb.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Asda tomorrow and get some.
Okay, take care.
New shorts.
Oh, she's
cute. This song's killing me.
You know, before we take the next caller, I do want to remind people that if they don't get in here, they can wait 15 minutes and call into your show. And your show is on an hour.
Yeah.
Your show is in an hour. And the call-in number for your show, Chris has put it in the chat room, is 646-478-0489. So that you know, we have a long list of people here. We're going to get to at least one more. But those of you that we don't get to, call in Ray's show in an hour. His number again is 646-478-0489. He has Jen Young on with Sarah May.
Unfortunately, Jen Young's actually been in touch with me and she's very ill. So if everyone can send Jen some healing, please, because she's I talked to her this morning. She had a bit of a croaky voice, but it's gone downhill since then. So she's decided not to. And I respect that. That's fine by me. I'd rather she was better rather than stress herself out on my show.
Well, if you need a stand-in, just call me.
Come on in, by all means.
I'll be there in an hour.
Absolutely brilliant.
Okay. That way the 8 or 10 people that didn't get in here can call in an hour on your show and get in on your show. And if you can't do that, I'll be on Chris's show tonight from 10 to 12.
Does this mean I've got to say you're spectacular and fabulous?
you can say anything you like. I will just be embarrassed and chuckle no matter how cheeky it is.
All right. Do I mention the knickers thing?
I like Nancy. I would have said bloomers, but
yes.
If I'm talking to an English audience, I guess I should say bloomers rather than underwear. All right. Well, we've got one more person here, so let's get Sandy on here. Hi, Sandy. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for the show too. You're wonderful.
Oh, it's been fun.
There's a confident voice.
Yes.
Thank you. I want to know if you see anything for love coming up for me or a message from my mother.
Well, I've already picked four cards for you anyway, Sandy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm covering up somebody in spirit with these cards as well. So I'm going to ask you as well as the last lady, would you understand seeing somebody passed over, but this time I want a male person passing over?
Yes.
Okay, thank you as well. Yes, you'll be making new friends, and you will be making new influential friends, okay? They will seem as dull as dishwater when you first get to know them, almost like the comic book guy in Big Bang Theory. They'll seem so dull, they will, why are they my friends? And they're your friends because they've got other things to bring into your life other than their sort of dreary backwater things that they do. It's what they do in their spare time that's the important thing, not what they do for a living. So they will be making up magic concoctions, magic ideas, inspirational words, all sorts of little things for you. Okay? And this is just like having their own personal magic pot. It's just that nobody can see it other than special people like you. Okay?
Okay.
The gentleman we talked about in spirit, who passed away into spirit, is bringing you healing and peace of mind, but especially the healing as well. Would there be links around your stomach at the moment, please? Would there be bad vibes around your stomach at the moment, please?
Well, the bottom part of my back and around into my stomach, yes.
Okay, thank you. That's where the healing's obviously needed. But it's the peace of mind that it's nothing serious.
Okay.
Okay? It's the peace of mind that it's nothing serious. It's a quick fix. And this gentleman would have understood the word quick fix because he would have understood. He would have had the gaffer tape ready when something broke.
Mm-hmm.
If something broke, the gaffer tape was out, fix, fix, fix. Go next day, if it was that important, to go down the shop, get the proper part sorted out then and there. So it wouldn't be something that was a lot. It wouldn't be like me and have gaffer tape all over the place with jobs to do. The job would be done straight away or as fast as they could do it. And this is what they're doing for you at the moment as well. But he's insisting that you do rest and relax a bit more because I think your life's taking the toll of you. And this is probably why you're getting this upsetness around your stomach and back area. Okay?
Okay.
So a bit of stress going on there as well. Can I link you into painting of any sort, please?
Painting?
Painting.
No, I don't paint anything. I was I'm planning on painting some of my house, yes.
That's good enough. The best Van Goghs are people who paint the walls.
I wasn't thinking of painting the walls. I was thinking of painting a picture. And that's something I can't do.
At the end of the day, it's being creative with colour. If painting a wall means you're painting it a lovely blue that you really like because you can match it in to another colour that's on the next door. So, again, it's creating a space, creating an environment which is friendly to you. Okay?
Okay.
And could I link you into a Red Admiral butterfly, please?
Okay.
Okay? Can you link into that, please, for me?
The butterfly, yes. Butterflies is linked with my mother.
Okay, as long as you understand with that one as well. I'm linked into the quiet time now with this because I do feel there's depression and the sense of need to be a bit more peaceful, inside, so to speak, the less of the turmoil that goes on. And it's self-worth. Whether I'm with your mother or you, I'm not really sure. I would say I'm with your mother more than anyone else with this one as well. But I've got some new music coming into you, and it's fast dance music as well. So this is I've told you to quieten down, but you're going to get a faster pace of music going on. I think this is just to drag you out of your normality into an area of your mind where you can sort of deal with this fast pace better than real life. Okay? But it's like fast, high-energy dance music coming to you. My first thought, obviously, with the name Sandy would have been Greece, but I don't want Greece. I want the sort of club music scene more than anything else. Because they're playing some of my favourite music, which is by a band called The Prodigy, which is what they call punk dance music over here. It's very independent and very mixed in with a lot of ideas always going around, and this comes in with your music and your healing, or your self-healing more than anything else, is mixing all these ideas up and putting them down in a place that suits you more than anywhere else as well. Grandma's got to be in spirit because she's just walked in here and just said hello and sort of boomed the place, this booming lady.
Yes.
She just sort of took over the show sort of thing and tell her I'm here sort of thing. And if you don't tell her I'm here, I'll make your life hell sort of thing. I'm like, no, I'll tell her honestly.
Oh boy, sounds like him.
Yeah. Can I link you to Boston at all, please, or that area?
Boston?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, leave that one on the cards then because, again, I'm rubbing my hands with that one. I feel it's important. So we'll link into the Boston, Massachusetts area as well. Could I give you Bloomingdale? Is that a shop?
Yeah, there's a store, Bloomingdale's,
okay. I just want to know why I gave you Bloomingdale. But I want Chippendale as well, please. And I don't want
the dancers. Well, that would be interesting. Be good.
No, Chippendale, the Rescue Rangers, the two little squirrels.
Chip and Dale.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking that, no.
I wasn't either. I went right to the dancers, too.
So did I. Now we know where our mind's at.
Absolutely.
It's always a good
time. Ray, Bloomingdale's is very much like Harrods.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, somewhere else poor folk can't go then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Somewhere we just buy the bag and say pretend we've been there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's one of those stores where you have to be dressed up to go into to shop.
Yeah, but you'll walk into Walmart with the bag.
Yep,
that would work.
Yeah, I want to hit the love relationship part of your question when you were asking.
Okay.
I keep getting you ready, but you have to understand that you have to become the person that you want to attract to you. And the person you want to attract to you, the kind of person you want to attract to you, is more gregarious and more outgoing than you are at the moment. So you have to become braver. You have to become a little outspoken. And as I get older, I realize I can say anything to anyone, and my age will get me out of any mess I get myself into. So it's sort of like, you know, I have no problem, you know, looking at someone and saying, you're the cutest thing ever. Can you help me get these bags into my car? And it's amazing what you can get done. Age is wonderful. Everybody should take advantage of it. I mean, you just, mm-hmm. people who moan and groan about age are just so foolish, because you get away with literally murder. So, and you can
That's
say
true.
What you feel. You can say mm-hmm. what you feel. So what I'm seeing here is you have within you, you have within you a wanton harlot, and let her out, because that's what's going to attract to you the kind of person that you want. You're looking for fun. You're looking for intellectual stimulation. You're looking for companionship. And yes, you're looking for all the mushy
yes.
stuff too, but you want a brain in that head. You know, you don't want to just have a pretty person that can't talk. So
right.
so be that person, and you will attract that person to you, and be discerning. Be discerning, because every package that comes your way does not need to be unwrapped.
Okay.
Yeah. And do understand that the only way to get a good pair of shoes that fit is to try them on.
Good
and
advice.
I'm not saying anything beyond that. You can infer it up the wazoo.
That sounds good.
You've been extremely naughty today, Barbara.
I bring that out in people.
But you know
well,
what?
You got Chris there too. She's that way too.
No,
I love her.
But the thing is, you do, and you people perceive you as a goody-goody, and you're not. And that's good.
No.
It's good to not be a Puritan. So you know, just be discerning and be careful as to your selections, and keep your red flag list right next to you or in your purse, so that you know if there's a red flag, mm-hmm. you walk away and you don't even invest the time. You're at a place in time where you will think, oh, nobody else is going to come around, so I might as well, you know, compromise. Never. Don't compromise. You deserve the very best the universe can ship your way. And if you take second best and settle for it, then you deserve what you get. So don't
that
settle.
That sounds good. Thank
okay?
you so much. Thank you for everything. I appreciate this.
Thank you so much for calling. And you take care now.
Yes. And you have a great Easter.
You too.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Nice to meet you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Ray's show is on in an hour. Call-in number is 646-478-0489. Chris's show is on tonight from 10 o'clock to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And so if you want to catch us again or me again in either of those two places, it appears that this is my day to show hop. So, Ray, thank you so much for being here today. It is, as always, an extreme pleasure and a joy. And working with your energy makes me all the better. So I do thank you for that.
Oh, thank you very much for that. I much appreciate it. It's always nice to hear my nice compliments, and it's always lovely to work with you, Barbara. And
well,
it's going to be a marathon for me and you today, so we might as well join together, mightn't we?
I guess so. I guess it's the way to celebrate Easter. So
yeah.
I'll see you in an hour.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for being had. And I want to thank Chris as well for nobly screening like crazy. And for those of you that are available later on tonight, 10 o'clock to midnight, check out Chris's show. It is always an adventure and exciting. And for those of you who have not experienced Chris, it's well worth the trip. Have a great one, everybody, and thank you and happy Easter for everyone. Bye-bye now.